USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Vice President Mike Pence and wife Karen tested for the coronavirus because one of Pence's staff members has tested positive.
If you don't have symptoms, don't do a test. It is another way that the American people can make sure that we are preserving the resources that our healthcare workers need to minister and to support those who are dealing with the coronavirus and other illnesses.
They tested negative for the virus. In the past 24 hours, 793 people have died in Italy. It's not only Italy's deadliest day, but the deadliest day so far. Swamped hospitals could be our new reality, warns Dr. Michael Ryan of the World Health Organization.
This is not normal. This isn't just a bad flu season. These are health systems that are collapsing under the pressure of too many cases.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
President Trump has declared New York State to be a major disaster area. He's hoping to get federal help for the state that is now the hardest hit by the coronavirus and is now essentially shut down.
We need everyone to be safe.
With New York officially on social distancing lockdown, Governor Andrew Cuomo is ordering everyone off the streets except for the most essential workers.
And today we're bringing it to 100% of the workforce must stay home.
The move came after California's Governor Gavin Newsom issued a similar order, saying without drastic action, more than half of the state's 40 million residents would be infected. The statewide orders are only allowing essential businesses to stay open, including pharmacies, gas stations, and grocery stores. Other states with stay-at-home orders, Illinois and Connecticut. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The world is remembering country music legend Kenny Rogers. He started as a bass player with the New Christy Minstrels in 1961. Then he left the group to found the First Edition and scored his first major rock hit.
I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
After that, he switched to country and went solo in 1976, writing great story songs.
You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille.
He won a Grammy and had a TV series for his signature song.
And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep.
And had some smash crossover duet hits with Sheena Easton and Dolly Parton.
Islands in the stream, that is what we are.
Rogers sold over 100 million records worldwide, making him one of the best-selling music artists of all time. Rogers passed away peacefully at his home from natural causes. Due to the coronavirus emergency, the family is planning a public memorial at a later date.
And I'm so glad I stayed right here with you through the years.
Kenny Rogers was 81. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.